This man only cut 29 songs, but in the words of Keith Richards from The Rolling Stones, the best blues man to have ever lived. Born in 1911 and only penning a total of 29 songs, it was enough, and so was the legend of Robert Johnson. 1911 was his birth date. I think 1938 would be the summary of his 27 years, being the infamous so-called 27 Club, the first one to join that elite membership of rock stars. Robert Johnson died infamously, questionably, and we'll get into that a little bit later. As I said, only 29 songs in total, but you can grab the complete recordings on this particular album. It is available online. Why? Why should you get it? Well, if you're looking for the first original rock star of the last century, then he's it. He was the first. Now, I put rock stars down in different contrasts to most people. I thought Ludwig von Beethoven was a rock star, and he probably lived like one in his time. But in the modern era, and I'm referring to the last century, Robert Johnson certainly held that marker. The Mississippi Delta was no place for any man like this at that time, but because he could entertain, play a bit of music and sing a tune, it was all good. Now, word has it he wasn't that good to start with, and he disappeared. Now, the folklore goes that he went to the crossroads in the Mississippi Delta and he offered his soul so that he could play guitar. Sold his soul to the devil, so the word goes. That, or he disappeared for a year, found some gypsy queen to live with who had a friend that taught him how to play the way that he learnt to. Which may be a contrast, maybe both may have happened. Either way, it happened. He had an eerie falsetto singing voice and masterfully put that together with an amazing slide guitar rhythmic tempo, which gave all of his songs the ditties that they became. Some of them, by the way, you should be aware, are a little cheeky, bordering on what even today would be considered risque. I know. So he was certainly doing what he wanted to do. Robert Johnson isn't the only blues man around this time to be something in the Mississippi Delta. Another blues man who you've never heard of, Mississippi John Hurt, was probably about 10 or 12 years older than Robert Johnson, played guitar, sung some tunes, even got a recording in 1928 or 29 in New York City, but never became anything until 1963 when he was well and truly in his senior years. In fact, he died about 3 or 4 years after being rediscovered. There is actually a book, Mississippi John Hurt, and I believe it's also an audio book soon, which may be worth a listen. It's got some really interesting detail in it about the blues and the time. Back to Robert Johnson. Hard to know what kind of guitar he liked playing the most of. You'll see a picture of him on this cover. I think it's a Gibson L1 flat top, and which was a great guitar, certainly for what he was doing at the time. The reason why I mention the guitars is because it was important that the variance of guitars at the time was quite huge. You could get from the Sears catalogue, you know, a two-pence guitar if you wanted to. Gibson, of course, were making bigger infrastructured guitars at that time, good sounding guitars. In fact, if you can get your hands on a good one today, that's probably worth $500,000. But you've got a guy who can sing beautifully, masterfully, play a guitar like nothing else on this earth, and put that together with a cool sounding blues, and you have the birth of rock. As I said, only 29 songs in total. You can get the complete craft of these on the album. Give you an idea of where he was coming from. Bluesmen and rock and rollers today know exactly who Robert Johnson is, why he's important, and I can tell you right now that if you think of any one guitar hero that you have in your mind right now, they have this album. Now to something a bit more somber to end it off, you know, just to make this all a happy story. Robert Johnson died under mysterious circumstances, and nobody talked, nobody wanted to know about it, investigations pursued, and everyone just kept quiet. It was the weirdest thing. It was almost like they wanted a mystery surrounding Robert Johnson. Sonny Boy Williamson, who knew Robert Johnson quite well, did continually say, constantly, that he was murdered, he was poisoned by strychnine. Word has it that he was in a honky-tonk in Greenwood, Mississippi, was coming on to a married woman. She didn't take kindly to it. The husband, who was also jealous of this mischievous event, poisoned the bottle of whiskey that she bought for Robert Johnson with strychnine. It took him 3 days to die. 3 days of incredible intense pain just to be in the 27 Club, which he officially started. I don't like much of this 27 Club business. I think it's a negative. And while there are many people that are in it that we all know and respect and love and adore, there's also a lot of people that are 26, 28 and 30 that have passed on that were just as talented. So that's my only issue with the 27 Club. Coincidence, maybe, maybe not. Is it a handover year of a different level to adulthood? Maybe at the time, through the 30s to the 60s, it was. You know, I'm sure Jimmy Morrison, who else? Oh, there's so many people that died are in the 27 Club. Kurt Cobain, oh God. Let's not do the list. Robert Johnson, the complete recordings, without a doubt, right up there in the best rock albums, the world's best rock albums ever. Well, that's it. End of another show. I hope you enjoyed my being here as much as you enjoy my leaving. Until next time.